This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And a special shout out and a special thank you to all of the first responders and all of the volunteers that are pouring into Florida to help us in our time of need with Hurricane Ian. Thank you so very much. You are in our thoughts and prayers. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, because people will be going back to work today. Stores will be opening up. The evacuation zones are open again, except for down there where the hurricane actually struck. I also want to say thank you to the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers coming down here, bringing down water, blankets, food, MREs, military supplies, whatever. Thank you so very much to the men and women out there doing that, as well as our mail haulers, our bulk mail haulers. They will be delivering the mail again as best they can. Some of the post offices, I'm sure, have been damaged, and we'll have to see how that works out. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Special shout out to them, as well as to our Amazon people. And believe it or not, they'll be out trying to deliver packages, I'm sure, where they get a big backlog there, as well as the truck drivers out there and the warehouse workers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, with S in the middle. And don't forget the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out all the different things that we have to offer here on the show. And find out different little tidbits from time to time that we put over there. Okay, joining us from California, the one and only, the invincible, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
You're invincible tonight.
It's a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to find that song. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And I changed the presentation around the way I do sometimes. I just wanted to make it sound a little different that time, because it's very important. The Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, the National Anthem, these are all things that are automatics, and people seem to forget what started our country. And, oh, by the way, we use two words to emphasize that. Under God, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. All right, well, Kyle, we have a caller on the line. Let's go and see who the caller is. Would you like to find out?
All right, sounds good.
Could this be the wannabe, used to be, might be, still doesn't know, unofficial mayor of Clearwater?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? How you doing, Captain? So, circling back to what you said earlier about the vice president, first of all, Mrs. Vice President, the Republic of Korea is South Korea, And the DPRK, which is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, is North Korea. And there's nothing democratic about it.
We don't.
So let's go with what she said, all right? Might I remind you, Miss Vice President, back in 1976, soldiers from the Republic of North Korea brutally axed with a hatchet, I mean chopped up, two of our brave Army officers back in the late 70s. So it's really nice to know that we have an enduring alliance with the Republic of North Korea, who are basically savages and inhumans. Anybody who can walk up to two people like that and just chop them up with a hatchet is not human. But since she says we have a, you know, vibrant alliance with the Republic of North Korea, I guess we'll have to go with that. And I forget the names of the two Army officers. Maybe you all can look it up. But that's a history lesson for people. A lot of people probably don't remember that. Thank you so much, Kyle. What do you have to say?
Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, certainly, you know, there's a couple of things that go on in these kinds of regimes. It's a Stalinistic, reclusive regime, first of all. There's the programming that goes on, the true believers, and then you have the people that are subjugated. And unfortunately, those who are programmed into being the true believers, they are capable of terrible, inhuman things. And they all believe that it's all good. You know, we're doing this. This is all for our great leader, our great state, you know, whatever it might be. And we've seen it in history, and North Korea is a terrible example of it.
Well, if you remember right, he killed one of his uncles, one of his high-ranking military uncles, with an artillery piece.
Right.
Pointed it right at him and said, goodbye, boom, gone.
That's right. It's, you know, especially the nature of the regime in North Korea is just very vile. And unfortunately, we see these kinds of things happening. It will be a very, very, very long time before there's any real movement there, I'm afraid.
Yes, and we should tell you again that if you have anyone that you need to get a hold of, or a message you want to deliver, or if you're in the hurricane zone and you want to get a message out, we're here for you, 877-969-8600. You will get our priority on that one, 877-969-8600. We're here for you, and this is what we do. We provide a service in times like this, especially for our neighbors and our brothers and sisters right here in the state in which I live. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch as we progress forward, full speed ahead. Damn the torpedoes, here we come.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Salvato. Appreciate you doing that for us. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that put together Relief Factor. Now, I wish I could convince the people that are in pain right now that there is a way to get out of it. And it's a gradual process. It doesn't work like right away, immediately, but it works over time. I've been taking this product, Relief Factor, for well over 8 years, and I started out by getting off Mobic, getting off Flexerol, getting off some three or four or five or six leaves a day to go along with it to cut the pain I was in, which, as you know, is not good for you to take that amount of stuff. But that's what it took to bring me down to a level to where I wasn't just in awful pain. So, Relief Factor, with the all-natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3, was the answer. Because not only did it reduce inflammation that I was having and the swelling I was having, but it eliminated the pain I was in by going right straight to the source. Simply put, it worked. I don't know what there was about it. I still don't know what there is about it, but the product works, and that's why you hear me telling you about it. Now, it only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks to get the quick start going. That's it. And if you follow the program the way it tells you to take it to begin with, it'll start working sooner rather than later. Now, I'm down to the point to where I take one pack a day in the morning whenever I get up. Sometimes that's around noontime, one-ish or two-ish. Depends on how late I've been up the night before doing overnight stuff, plus doing radio hits and whatnot. So I take it every day. And if I don't need to have more than one pack, I don't take more than one pack. But if I need to have that second pack later in the day because, again, I start to get in pain, then I'll take the second pack. Either way, this is what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is all it costs, about a dollar a day. $19.95, get it started, and then they'll tell you where you go from there. All right? Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, says, well, hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You want to chime in with anything?
I do. As a matter of fact, once again, don't forget, folks, we want you to call us up at 1-877-969-8600 if you have something you want to get out on the air, or maybe try to tell somebody that that you're there, you survived through the storm. We're here for you. 1-877-969-8600. By the way, Captain, checking the power outage map here, looks like it's dropped a little bit since the first hour began this morning. Now we're down to about 2.1 million customers said to be out of power in Florida. So some of those crews are having at least some success getting some of those some power back on.
Right. And I want to point something out to the people that are listening. If you're out there on the road and you see one of these big convoys coming south, you know it's headed towards the zone. Slide over, get out of the way, and let it go by you. Because they have got important items that have to get to where they need to get as soon as possible. That's rule number one now. Courtesy on the road has got to be done for these people that are bringing down these supplies. And you'll see trucks that will have their side doors taped up that says emergency relief, Hurricane Ian, or whatever. Matter of fact, I've got a sign in my window in my car so I can get into wherever I need to get into. If you don't, all right, or you don't live where you're going, you won't get in. Those are the instructions the police have to try to eliminate any looting. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, I was just going to say as well, and if people do want to help as well, you can go to places like redcross.org where you can make a donation, because they're going to be helping people with necessities and all kinds of things that when you've lost your house, you need to start literally from scratch. So go to redcross.org. Local church, synagogue, and so forth may also be having programs that are going to be directly helping people.
Yeah, or you can go over to MyPillow.com. And go there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and order a pillow. And say, I want it to go to the hurricane relief. And they'll stick it in with the stuff that's coming down here to Florida. And you'll get credit for it. It'll be, I believe it's tax deductible when you do it that way, I think.
Yeah, they may have some information about that. But we're going to see, Captain, especially as we look up here to North Carolina and so forth, South Carolina, we are going to see more damage, unfortunately.
Yeah.
More people are going to need help, and yep. Americans are generous, and I think they're really going to reach out.
Now, the hurricane, surprisingly, didn't spike gasoline prices here in Florida. But guess where the price of gasoline jumped dramatically yesterday and over the past few days?
Well, one of my first guesses would be California.
Yeah, why is that? Really? Why did it go up 17 cents a gallon yesterday in California when there's no reason for it? Why did that happen? Please tell me.
Well, we get the same song and dance. Well, they're not refining as much, or they're switching refinery stuff and this kind of thing. But I'll tell you this much. The gas down the street from where I am in Orange County was $5.31. Then it was $5.91. Today, Captain, it's $6.19 in the space of just a few days.
Huh. Okay.
Dramatic jump. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And good morning, George, Godfather. Hope you're doing well there, my friend. And I know George may get involved in this somehow. He's a very giving individual. For all I know, he'll take a bunch of bikers, go down there and deliver a bunch of stuff, who knows. Or maybe they'll get down there and offer to help people. The tree limbs, the metal, the roofs, the siding, all that stuff that's just literally everywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, Captain, I think, you know, there's a lot of people listening all around the country, and they're seeing these things on their TV screens, and they see the devastation from places like Fort Myers and others, and they see the piles of debris and rubble. Now that's all going to get cleared out.
Yeah.
What's the first steps for that? Who actually is responsible for starting to clear all that out?
Well, the homeowner, the landowner, the mobile home park owner, whatever, they are responsible initially. And if you can't get help, if you can't get help to do it, or you have a problem of some sort, then you call up the local emergency operations center. They will send someone, they'll send a contractor or whatever to you. It is going to cost you money, but you can't leave that stuff laying around. They will definitely, because it's dangerous. You get kids in there, oh, look, Mommy, we can crawl through the siding. Next thing you know, they're all cut to pieces because that's sharp stuff. So, so you call up your EOC. If for some reason you can't do it, they'll send a contractor out, and you will have to pay for it. It's not free. And if you got insurance, what are you worried about? Call up your insurance company.
Exactly. Now, Captain, obviously, there's also recovery that goes on. And so obviously you've got the firefighters, you've got other first responders. Do they primarily find the remains, for lack of a better expression?
Oh boy. I'm telling you, we just had that discussion in the last hour. It's an unfortunate thing, but as they're searching through the debris and the rubble, especially when you're dealing with, and there were tornadoes that touched down in the area too. They'll find that out. They find people literally in trees or a mile away, or the water pushed them under the debris. Maybe they're stuck under a house. They couldn't get out and they drowned because the house was moved off its foundation. They find them in all sorts of different places. And unfortunately, that's why they have the cadaver dogs. The dogs will work the pile, so to speak, and they'll work the home. They'll get them in there to try to see if there's somebody there. Dogs will pick up on that. They'll let them know, and then they'll mark the house. And when they go to clean things up, they'll go after the people, because obviously you can't save the ones that have died. You have to keep moving. The whole point in urban rescue and moving along like that is you got to move from place to place to place to place to find the people that are living.
Yes, very much. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes you have to make a decision that's just really bad, really bad. But it is what it is, and I don't envy any of them. I've been there myself, been there, done that. It's not a job that anybody takes lightly or that anybody really wants to do, but it's a job. It's what you're trained to do, and you do what your training tells you to do.
Yeah, and it's just, I can't even imagine it.
Nope. Now, the other thing is, let me see my clock here. Okay, we still got about 20 seconds or so. We do have... major corporate brands threatening to boycott Twitter amongst a controversy over child pornography. What the hell is that all about?
Well, this has to do evidently with ads that get somehow played alongside content that, I hate to say, evidently promotes child abuse or it's other explicit type of material that's there. And obviously people don't want their brands associated with that. This could be a big, big problem for Twitter's business model.
Yep, you got it. Okay, folks, hang on there, Kyle. We'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we got Chatty Cathy in the chat room again, just chiming away there. Unfortunately, some of what he's saying isn't accurate, but that's okay. He'll find out because someone's going to challenge him, I'm sure. But we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
President Biden says our entire country hurts after Hurricane Ian flooded parts of Florida. The storm also displaced many people and took out power lines. Rob Bidet with the Cajun Navy Foundation says the group's teams did 30 rescues so far and have at least 350 pending requests. He says the teams are in Fort Myers and moving inland. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to become a hurricane again before making landfall for a second time, most likely in South Carolina. Ian is packing maximum sustained winds at 70 miles per hour, churning about 275 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. But Ian has left its mark in much of Florida. Eric Salagi with Florida Power and Light says more than a million customers are still without power as Ian works its way to the northeastern part of the state. But crews are standing by. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNTeam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNTeam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
All righty, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos happens to be my physician when it comes to my wound care on my both my right and my left legs. Now, what's happened here is over time, the wounds that I had from the World Trade Center, because of the skin that deteriorated there, opened up. And as a result, it was determined that there was some infection that I had inside me that came from the chemicals that were still in my body, in particular my feet. And they had to get rid of that because that would have cost me the use of my left leg again at the ankle. They were talking about, well, you know, we can solve this, but we'll have to amputate it. I don't think so. So I found Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, who is a Navy physician. He's been a combat physician. And he specializes in wound care of the leg and the foot. He also deals with you diabetics out there with diabetic foot care. He also does limb salvage to make sure that you keep your leg or your foot or your ankle. and he's also a general podiatrist. But his treatment, part of what he does, is the hyperbolic oxygen treatment. And that is the difference between day and night with some of these injuries. Now, his company, his practice is called Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. He's available by telephone, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. And his office is at 38th Avenue North, 6707 38th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. Doesn't matter where you are, okay? Doesn't matter where you are. If you are having problems and nobody can help you and you're at your wit's end, so what do I do now? Please give Dr. Bill a call and try him. See if he can help you. He's helped two of my friends that had sort of the same kind of problem I had. So that's three of us. He's three for three so far. I'm not saying it's going to work every time, but he's three for three with the group of us. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, it's very important that I let people know about that because a lot of people, they go, they want to cut my leg up. Yeah, well, maybe it's not necessary.
No, it's not, and it doesn't hurt to find out more because just like you, I mean, they could find out some pretty good news.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a work in progress. It's got to be done, so there you go. Now, the Supreme Court term outlook for the term coming up is as follows. You ready?
Yep.
They're going to be deciding on affirmative action. They're going to be deciding on free speech. They're also going to be deciding on a case brought forth by Andy Warhol and Prince. Remember Prince?
Oh, of course, yeah.
His estate, because there's a question about his estate and who gets what, and is this okay and is that okay? So they're going to decide on that because Prince laid out some very specific things that he wanted done.
Well, that's right, and especially when somebody like Prince passes, there's a lot of controversy, unfortunately.
Well, they think he's out of his mind because he was a little eccentric, but so what?
Right.
It's
yes.
It's his money. He wants something done a certain way, let him do it.
Well, that's right. And so they'll have to make the determination about his final wishes.
And all that is some greedy relative wants that money. That's all it is.
That's typically what happens, and most unfortunately.
Yep.
But, of course, the ideas of affirmative action, that's not politically galvanizing. Certainly free speech is very, very important, Captain, especially in this day and age. I think we've been hearing so much about this. It's been part of the fabric of the latest controversies in our society for several years now. So it will be very interesting to see what happens with the Supreme Court with this.
Now, the House of Representatives on Thursday approved a bill that would sharply raise fees for antitrust reviews of the biggest mergers and strengthen state's attorney general in antitrust fights. Now, this was a bipartisan bill supported by both sides of the aisle, which has yet to be passed by the U.S. Senate. It was over there one time. They couldn't bring it on the floor, so it's gone back again.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. You know, the question is it going to happen before the midterms, perhaps? But we just don't know.
Yeah. By the way, I'm watching Joe Biden, wherever he was at yesterday, just wandering aimlessly, not knowing where to go or what to do.
It was at FEMA, I think.
Yeah.
FEMA.
Yeah, and he wanders off as the secretary wanders to try to see where he's going, and he goes off to the side, and she's looking at him like, where are you going?
Well, right, you know, and typically, though, you know.
And here's Jill saying, you go down this, go down here, come this way.
Right, right. Now, generally speaking, I mean, you know, you're the president and you're speaking. You've got a lot on your mind, obviously, if you're the president.
Yeah.
But mostly we've never seen presidents meander like this,
yeah.
You know.
That's because they don't have, the ones before haven't had dementia like this.
Well, see, that's the thing. And we're seeing, especially with the question about the president saying, where's Jackie, even the press corps captain is starting to ask really hard questions about this.
Okay.
And I don't think they're going to let it go.
Let's talk about CNN again, because yesterday they tried to bash our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis. They were blasting DeSantis for problems with the Hurricane Ian response and how global warming helped to start it and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, you talk about undiluted partisan hackery, amongst other things. These people just can't get a grip.
No, and it also means that the ongoing clean-out, evidently, of CNN is still a work in progress.
Well, I'll tell you something. What's his face over there? Bozo? Jim, whatever his name is? The one that used to be at the White House? Costa?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Costa?
Yeah, Jim Acosta.
Acosta. Okay. He's the next one that needs to go. He's just a garbage mouth.
Well, my theory or my suggestion is put him on the morning show with Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. Let the two of them rant. Yeah, they'll go their morning ratings.
It's a promotion or something, but who knows? But not for Don Lemon because he had his own show in prime time in the evening. So I don't know what they're trying to tell Don Lemon over there.
I'm trying to tell him he actually has some meaning.
Yeah. Well, but again, CNN, I mean, this is one of the reasons they're trying to rearrange a lot of this stuff. And by the way, you can talk about climate change and hurricanes and storms and all kinds of stuff, but in the midst of it, when people are actually dying, or they're being affected, they're being pounded by the storm, it's not time to start talking about political stuff. It's time to help people.
Well, that's it. And let's see how they do that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we'll see how they manage to do that. So there you go. And the thing of it is Ron Klain, his wife was given a some sort of titled job yesterday. Did you see what it was?
No, what was that?
I think she's in charge of cats and plants.
Okay,
it's actually something to do with in charge of animals and plants or something stupid like that. I'm trying to find it real quick. I had it here a minute ago, but as usual, three things came in on top of it. There's news stories. We've got news stories coming in, folks, from all around the world, just piling up right now. Some of it has no bearing, and I don't really care. By the way, Ernest Hemingway's Florida mansion was kept intact after Hurricane Ian. Did not damage it, so that's a good thing there.
Well, certainly. Of course it is. Absolutely.
Yep. And the National Guard is now officially activated over 5,000. More coming from another state. So that's all good. I'm trying to find this. Where is this? Because it was really weird that Ron Kane's wife got this job. She's going to be some sort of ambassador, I think is what it is. And for lack of better words, it was almost like ambassador to dogs and cats or some stupid stuff like that. Yeah, I know. It was crazy. Oh, by the way, did you see that Virginia Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, appeared for an interview with the January 6th panel?
I did not see that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and they got the word out there right away that she still believes that the 2020 election was not right.
Well,
so they got that out there, too.
Yeah, interesting.
Conspiratorialists.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch, including the next Truckers Highway and Byway report for you. And we'll tell you where Hurricane Ian is headed. It's now a hurricane category one. Went from a hurricane to a tropical storm and back. So we'll tell you where it's going. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know you got your wish. Oh, no.
is that group?
It's the Ohio Players, right?
And what's the name of that song?
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire!
All right, speaking of fires, what's going on out west?
Well, tonight, Captain, once again, it's some good news in the sense that we don't have a lot of weather alerts to tell our friends and our drivers about. But we do have some rain that continues to show up on the map. It looks about the same as last hour. If you're near Helena, Montana, Butte, Montana, you've got some rain. You've also got some rain coming across I-80 in southern Wyoming. If you're coming through Rock Springs, heading on over towards Rawlins, for example, might have moved a little bit since last hour. Rain still looking west of Casper, but also tonight raining near in Cody. That's going to drop on down towards Pinedale as well. Then as we get into northern Utah, looks like it's moved around a little bit. It's now going to be east, southeast of Logan and a little bit east of Ogden. So be careful out there.
All right, southwestern corner of Kansas, north of Amarillo, you've got a little bit of some thunderstorms and stuff going on there. Don't think it'll bother you that much, but it is going on at the moment. Might be some flash flooding in there, too. From San Antonio south down towards Laredo, we got some very poor air quality. So be advised of that might have a little trouble coughing and whatnot, the people that need to be in clean air. Way up north, we'll start in Maine and we'll go backwards. We'll do Maine, we'll do New Hampshire, we'll do Vermont, we'll do upstate New York. We'll come over to Ripley, New York, right there on the line with Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania. And you've got a frost advisory across most of that. But way up in the northern part of those states, you've got a freeze advisory where it's colder. And you can tell winter's on the way. Michigan, over towards the western part of Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan and west of Detroit, you have a frost advisory over there. And of course, we've got the weather up and down the East Coast. Now, here's the deal, okay? If you're traveling to the north along I-95, you need to get off I-95 and get up into the mountains of the Carolinas, or maybe even go up through Atlanta and go up to I-75 and follow I-75 over to Knoxville 40 and up 81. Reason being is because this hurricane is following pretty much the shoreline path. Everything I-95 to the east is going to be inundated the next couple of days with rain. Now, right now, don't let it fool you that maybe it's moved away from you a little bit. You're going, oh, look at that. We're not going to get it that bad. Well, it's moved off the coast of Florida and off the coast of Georgia. And it's probably at its furthest point it's going to be away from Georgia and or South Carolina at the moment. But I will tell you, over the next 4 to 5 hours, it will start moving closer. And as it does, you're going to see more of a presence there along the I-95 corridor from Georgia to South Carolina to North Carolina. And even as the day progresses, perhaps as far as Norfolk up in Virginia. There's a lot of really rough seas along with this thing, too. Water, obviously, the surge is now over on the east side versus the west side. It's over on the Atlantic side. And there's a lot of variables where this weather could do something totally different than what we're looking at the moment. So be advised, it is a storm, and storms have their own mind. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right.
All right, so it's your turn to tell us why we're going to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, we're going to the Pilot and Flying J because you can save 10 cents a gallon between now and October 31st just by becoming a My Rewards Plus member. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to download the My Rewards Plus app for your iOS or Android device.
And how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see where Hurricane Ian's at that time, but I suspect it's going to be onshore up in the Carolinas and probably moving northward.
That's right. We'll have the latest.
All right. Take care, Kyle.
You too, Captain. Thanks.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, folks, if you have any information that you want passed along, if you're in the hurricane zone, 877-969-8600, or if you're north of the hurricane zone and maybe you're trying to reach out to a relative or something like that, we'd be more than happy to try to help you. There are some ways to do that besides this show. So 877-969-8600. All right, now we're going to go to the telephone, and we're going to reach out to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And how the heck are you?
Good morning. All right, you?
I'm busy. Now, the FBI must produce information from Seth Rich's laptop computer to a Texas man, according to a federal judge who ruled that on the 29th. Now, Seth Rich, of course, was a Democratic National Committee staffer who was murdered around 4:20 a.m. in July of 2016 in Washington. And officials have claimed the killing was done as part of a botched robbery, but nobody's buying that. The FBI has acknowledged that it has files from Seth Rich's computer, but tried withholding them from this individual, Mr. Huddleston, citing that a portion of federal law enables agencies to withhold information that would be a clear invasion of privacy interests when the interests are not outweighed by the public interest. So what's going on here?
Well, it's fascinating. We don't know why they're necessarily withholding the laptop.
Right.
Or what else they're withholding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other interesting thing is where are his parents, his family?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where were they? Did they have any kind of say in this? Because, you know, I would argue this is an unresolved case. And, we have reasons now, or continued reasons, for just distrust of these investigations of the FBI. You know, we can sit here and list scandal after scandal and fact after fact dealing with the FBI, whether it, you know, it's out in a particular field office, which gets directions from the D.C. Bureau or the D.C. Bureau itself. So, you know, somebody's playing games with us, and we deserve to know.
Don't disagree with you. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.